Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. I have feedback, so I want to make sure you guys can hear me okay. Good morning, and how are you? I hope you had a wonderful Holy Weekend and holiday weekend, whether you were celebrating Easter, Passover, spring. There was so much going on. I know everyone is out in the world, taking some breaths, and I see a lot of you on vacation. I see a lot of you traveling again. It's really, it reminds me of really the bunnies in the yard and the birds in the sky, and spring has sprung, so I love that. I know some of you are still on the chilly side, so I don't want to jump the gun there on the weather. Very, very warm here in Florida. For those of you listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come on in at any time. I'll be taking some questions in the chat room today. You are also listening live to the Intuition Hour. I got sidetracked by little Shelby, so I want you to know I had a few minutes of joy. I can't get the smile off my face hearing babies. I want to say good morning to everyone coming in, and let me just see who's here, make sure I'm in perfect alignment with you guys this morning. I woke up, of course, as all of you know, to the news of the Pope's passing, which really, I know this is kind of crazy, but it's a reminder of, I don't know, for a lack of better words, divine timing, really. Because if you think about it, he took his last hurrah in front of the people. Of course, there's always a little political twist somewhere these days, so that was timely. And everything else that occurred, it just goes to show you that we really, no matter what we do, a day at a time, a moment at a time sometimes, just staying present with ourselves and our lives. Of course, at 88 years old, he had a wonderful, full life, as you all, I'm sure, are aware of. And for those of you who aren't, that's quite all right also, I think that there were a lot of breakthroughs from his time and purpose in the Catholic Church. And of course, now all over the world, I do think that it definitely, there was some wiggle room in there, which was a breath of fresh air for a change. And at the same time, I talk about this a lot in class, but I'll also bring it up briefly here. There's a part of me that never leaves. We always say, oh, we're recovering Catholics and everything else, but our roots are our roots. We can't change that. So a piece of me and a piece of my heart is always there. And yet at the same time, of course, I want everyone in this world to have peace, love, harmony, kindness, generosity, and to utilize our gifts in the best possible way. So I feel really good about that. We went to a sunrise service yesterday. I have some things posted over on my Facebook page. And I swear a smile came out of the sky. If I could grab this photo later and post it here, I will happily, or send it to Serena to post for you all. But it was like an unbelievable moment. It felt very, very beautiful. And I'm happy to have had some time to really be, I think, in a place of our higher selves. We need that time. It's a great reminder. So waking up to the news, I was like, wow, talk about a reminder of divine timing. Talk about a reminder of really none of us have full control over what we do every day. You just never know. And so I want you to all really take that and live your lives to the fullest, of course, every day. And really pay attention to what's balanced or maybe imbalanced in your lives. I think the Taurus energy, I know Mark had a lot to say about it. And I chuckle about his musings over some of the signs and stuff, because honest to God, when you listen to him, he has something to say, of course, about every sign, but he ultimately, at the bottom line, fights for the underdog. He always fights for everyone to win. He really does love every sign in his own way. And I laugh because we do get great truth out of astrologers like Mark Hudson and of course, everyone here within One to Listen, and of course, out in the world as well. But at the same time, I think it's funny because you guys hear a lot of the things, maybe the little nuances and stuff like that that come through. But at the same time, you must know there's so much love in that heart that I just wanted to shout out to him this morning. It's kind of funny. So with that being said, I feel blessed to be here with all of you. I did have a little bit of time on Easter to enjoy. I am super grateful that you're all present and here today. We do return to class next week. I don't want to forget that. On Tuesday night at 6 p.m. I'll be really excited. It seems like the longest 2 weeks of my life without class. And we are definitely looking forward to coming back in. And I'll be writing you guys later. So I also want to encourage you all, you know, we have those little moments, whatever your higher power, I say those God moments, you may refer to it as something else, whether it be prayer, meditation, reflecting, and the things that we do day to day. We spend a little time in our spiritual lives to try to balance out our material lives, because it's a reminder that we're always supported. And so I think what part of the messages I'm receiving right now, you know, Taurus, as the you could tell from the physicality, the movement of Aries, we're kind of like, it's almost like a hot air balloon in some way without the air, in that we kind of get to relax a little bit into our bodies right now. Our physicality may take presence where, with Aries, it feels like the external world is busy and we're moving along and we have the energy. And now we're kind of, now we got to take a breath. And so with that being said, we get to do things maybe in a bit of a calmer pace, or we get to take a little bit of a breather before things kick back up again. And so it's a very creative energy. And I also believe some of the writing that we can do during these calmer moments, because it does feel peaceful right now. I know our moon is shifting shortly, but from Cancer to Leo, but I also feel, or the vibe will kick in, I want to say it that way. I also feel with the Taurus energy, there is a beauty or a luxury about it that can move through us and with us. And I think the surrendering, that yes, it's a very stubborn energy, like we can really get determined to keep things a certain way, have things a certain way, want things a certain way. I think want is a big word here. But there's also that reminder of really aligning in a peaceful, with a peaceful tone of what it is you really want from a meditative standpoint. So utilize this energy for purposes of creating and maybe some creative writing or taking some notes about what it is you desire, because manifesting is huge right now. The world is listening, and I do, and your world is listening. So I do believe it's very important to take some notes and to continue to write what it is that you're trying to ask for through the process of surrendering, which we are learning to do over and over again. And I really do believe that's positive. Okay. So let's take a few moments. Let's come into the room. I want to say good morning to all of you coming in. I see my beautiful godson here. We do need to catch up very shortly, please. If you could, Tyler, please send me a text later so we could chat. And, I'm happy that you're here this morning. I hope you had a great day yesterday. Lori Love is in the chat room this morning, and I'm sending you a lot of love too. K Dragon is in the chat room. Hello to everyone. Lynn, I love that. That's like the vibe of right now, by the way, Lynn's post in the room. It feels a little bit like that, you know, there's kind of a peacefulness about it. And I'm also laughing because I think that how many of you like realize when you unplug, you know, when you think about this metaphorically, I think unplugging without guilt is a very challenging task. And so on the other side of it, when we stay height, like when we stay in a heightened state, or we stay in this mode of movement, you know, the constant movement of things, I think it's easy to stay plugged in, to be electrified, to be in sync, kind of like this. And then all of a sudden you come and this is what Taurus reminds me of. You unplug and you chill, and that's a good vibe. How difficult is it? I could see some of us or some of you and myself fumbling to get the plug back in the wall, you know? Do you really want to? Or are you kind of used to this little soft pace? Or are you allowing yourself and enabling yourself to take that time out? Because I think it's so very important. It's unbelievable, the transition to try to unplug without fear of losing something, you know, or perhaps fear of missing something, or, you know, utilizing it. It's like fumbling to put that plug back in the wall. And so right now I feel like it's okay to kind of keep it unplugged for a minute and really, really getting into that zone. And I think being in the zone is where it's at for now. I want to come in and get in the zone with all of you. And I'm laughing at some of your posts. Maureen, good morning. Come on in and ask me some questions, guys. I'm super happy to be with you. Maureen, I want to say hi to you. Karen, to you. I'm going to get into that in a moment, which is what I'm trying to talk about while we're talking. The kicking and screaming of Taurus energy. Maya and Rebecca, hi. Kay Dragon's here today. She's 1-2 Listen Psychic Advisor. Good morning, Kay. I hope you had a nice weekend as well. Lori Love, who's coming up at the top of the hour. So super excited to see your face. Tara, I love that post as well. It kind of feels that colorful with the Taurus vibe. Patricia and Jean. Okay, Tara, I'll definitely send you the last replay today. And I do believe I sent it to your messenger, which for some reason didn't come through all the way, but I will send it again today. Okay. Renee, hi to you. Ms. Perez, Nadine, beautiful painting. Thank you for being here. Tyler, Pamela. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and refresh, make sure I'm not missing anyone. And I'm going to come in and take some questions and see how we go. Now, Karen said, which we'll start with this, she is manifesting. And so let's talk about that for a minute. Charlene, good morning to you as well. I'll definitely. So she's saying, okay, so let's talk about, I'm going to talk to you guys together and then I'll separate it, okay? So Karen said she's manifesting. Okay, I love it. She's getting impatient. I think Taurus can do that a little bit, make us a little impatient because we want it and we want it now and that's it. And we feel like, you know, we get the vibe. We deserve it, right? Or we want what we want. And then we have to think about things like I had said, the Pope's passing was a huge message of divine timing. And the reason I'm saying that is because, of course, of Easter Sunday, you know, the last, so apropos, like so always taking his last stroll around, his last words, his incredible journey through his life and all of this. And then bam, he's out, you know? And so of course, he was fighting this whole time at the hospital. Like, you could just tell how the series of life, sometimes we just don't know. And at the same time, it's like, it's obvious. This was so obvious, the divine time of all this, that there had to be something else in charge of this whole thing, right? And so what's so crazy is that we talk about, so Karen wants to manifest perhaps a specific person, and all of this, and so she has a goal. Charlene says she's taking the week off. Okay, great. I love that you're not distracted. She's writing and listening to feel that change is around the corner. I think it is so important to write. Somebody said, oh, I can't write because someone would find my writing. Well, I really, you can rip it up, you could burn it, you could store it in an email somewhere, you can save it in a private file, you can do all of the, in triple password if necessary. The bottom line is, I do think taking that action, if someone were to come up to me and say, well, writing's not my thing, I really can't, do you really think it makes a difference? Or perhaps creating, coloring, maybe even doing some kind of statue, pottery, whatever it may be. If you're not, if you think that you can easily manifest through thought only, I think that's a beautiful thing. And that's so great that you're actually thinking that you can think it, and it'll occur. And I think that is wonderful for people who have that gift, because not everyone has that gift. Some of us believe wholeheartedly taking more action than just the thought itself brings more substance to the original idea. Like, if we're doing a manifestation or a meditation, we already know that we're putting action, that's taking an action to manifest something. It's beyond a thought. It's beyond a whim. Now, do we have whims that occur in real time? Absolutely. But taking it a step further, it's almost like with the tarot, going from the one to the two, or the two to the three, or the three to the six, or the six to the nine. It's almost like saying, okay, we're I'm thinking of Merlin. I'm thinking of K Dragon right now, and how she does her channeling, and she records it, and she writes it, and she's taking action. I'm not saying we can't just think it and be it, but we really have to feel it in some way or produce it in some way to solidify what it is we're trying to manifest, right? So we make an effort, supposedly the universe meets us halfway. And then if we're getting met halfway, just like our manifesting or our relationship desires or whatever it may be, just like in any relationship, if whether it's a relationship with a human or a relationship with a manifesting thought, it's the same. Something has to meet you there halfway for things to balance and you know, move in a positive direction. So if you're making a thoughtful effort. Now we say, oh, we believe that we can just put it out there in a thought and it'll happen. Yeah, sometimes that happens. But how much work does the universe and everything else around you have to do to make that happen? I don't know if we have that kind of luck every single minute of every day when we're trying to manifest something we deeply desire. Do we write it down or meditate on it or take that action, that intention makes things happen? I think it solidifies it. And I'm purely like rawly telling you, taking action helps. And so because we need the universe to meet us somewhere, but, or God or whatever it is that you say, you want that energy to be there for you no matter what. And depending on how seriously we want something, of course, we know that whatever effort we put into it is maybe is the effort we get back. Now, beyond that stage of doing it, writing, creating, meditating, taking action, right? So now we put it out there. Now, here's the thing. What happens with our attitude from here? Oh my gosh, if I ask for this damn thing one more time, forget it. The universe is never going to give it to me. I'm never going to get this. I never get that. I go into poor, pitiful me. I'm so frustrated. I'm not getting it. I'm overthinking it. I'm focusing on it. I want it. I want it. I have to have it. And then we get angry because it doesn't come when we ask for it. Or perhaps I'm going on all this from the Pope's passing because it's just like, you know, it was a pretty timely thing, you know, Easter, blah, blah, blah. I had to come out and talk to the people, blah, whatever. Did somebody pull the plug in the middle of the night? You know what I mean? Like, it was just like this, I don't know. I think it hits home because I was raised Catholic and I haven't stepped away from that fully in my spirit. And I don't want to because it gave me every foundation of why I'm here is because of how that happened. And so I don't want to ignore that piece of me, but there's millions of pieces of us. And at the same time, it's like with our manifesting, you know, he was ready to go. He's like, give me Easter Sunday and I'll check out of here. You know, whatever the hell it was, like, you know, it was something. Okay. It was too weird to be untrue. It's like kind of proof, right? The universe is listening. Now, we don't sometimes have proof when we're trying to manifest the correct thing or what we think is correct. What if God thinks or your higher power thinks you deserve better than what you're asking for? Or you deserve more and you've earned it and you worked for it. But now we need there's a few pieces in this middle. And this is where we need trust. We need belief. We need positivity. We need light. And we need basically what someone from the outside would say, well, this is a bunch of horse poop, right? But it's not, because it's been tried, true, and proven over and over again. When we remove our stubbornness, when we remove our anger, when we remove our fear in this middle ground here, we're in the middle stage of getting what we want. We're not over, we've already done our work. We put it out there. And what are we now in charge of this middle space? We're not in charge anymore. We're getting what we already put it out. We don't have to do any more work, but we can't get angry because this is where the blocks start to happen. This is why we kick and scream. This is why we get frustrated and demanding. This is why we give up. Instead of giving up, you give it up. Giving up and giving it up are two different things. If you give it up instead of give up, you will manifest in those moments. These are where those miracles occur. And so the bottom line is this: divine timing is very, very real and true. Well, I have a lot of stories to tell about this one day, but not anytime soon. Divine timing works better than anything you can manifest without the help of the universe on your own accord. And I think the physicality of what you're giving comes back to you. Are you always going to get what you want? No way. No. Because what if what you wanted to come to you is so ultimately a bad ending that you don't even know? We can't know the mysteries of our path always. We could just see where we're taking wrong turns, or what if we are taking wrong turns? Thank you, Karen. What if we are taking a wrong turn? We don't want that to happen. And so with that being said, how many of you have had what you wanted when you wanted it, and then it ended in disaster? Because I'm definitely raising my hand, you know? If we ask for something and it's God-driven, perhaps, or your higher power brings it to you, or the miracle of even having babies, you know, it's like unbelievably real. How does that happen? I mean, we know how it happens in a physical sense, but what the heck? We can't create that in our humanness. We need help. We need help with everything we do. And so there's something very inhuman out in the world. I definitely know you all have access to it. Do shitty things happen from all of this sometimes? Yeah, there's no question about it. We're human. And at the same time, that anger, the only thing I'm saying is in those in-between stages, it is so important that you keep an attitude of gratitude and really make an effort, because that those are the hard times. The physicality of what you're doing, the effort you're putting out to manifest what you want, that's the easy thing. You're done. It's like, whatever. Okay. Then you move along. Oh my gosh. Then you got this middle stage that gets so annoying, and it's, everybody does it. We all do it. We're watching the pot of water boil. We're never going to get what we deserve. We have all these excuses, da, 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 da. His fault, her fault, what fault, this fault, going backwards, bringing the past to the present. All of these things, if your past wasn't so great, then you basically can look forward to a better future no matter what, right? Pretty much. And so, and honestly, your mindset has a lot to do with that as well. Your statistics are better. If it's been, because we have cycles as humans, this is the Wheel of Fortune, the number, the cards should create, you know, tarot was created as truth for our entire life path. If the Wheel of Fortune is going to spin, at some point it's going to spin in your favor, especially if you methodically do the right thing time and time again, or you keep doing, and you know, do we sometimes come here just for learning lessons and whatever else? Yeah, we do. And that's the truth too. But you all get the point of all of this, okay? So no more, try to remember this all week and through this Taurus cycle, I think, is very important. The universe wants to meet you halfway, let it. And at the same time, don't beat it up in the meantime. It's like you wouldn't beat up your baby doll that kept you company for all of these baby years, you know? And so if you did, that wouldn't be very comforting. There's so many examples we can use. And I want to try to bring you guys to a place of truly going beyond belief and knowing what you deserve is true and knowing what you want is real and it's going to come for you. It has to come in God's time because it doesn't work any other way. That moment of trust is a really hard thing to do, but I hope this will help you in those moments when you're doubting. It really makes a difference, okay? All right, I'm going to come in now and answer your questions. And honestly, I love that, Tara. Thank you so much for sharing. I want to say something to Tara first because she's jumping out ahead of who I was talking to, Charlene. Charlene, I'm coming right back. Let me just say this to Tara because I love the Akashic Records for you. And if I say something to you, I may not say it for everyone, but I'm saying this to you. I think that's a great idea. I think that if it's an affordable learning journey, I know that that is really the best way to go. It needs to be affordable and also, but I do think the next level is right for you. I could see that completely. So I love that. Okay. I definitely do. I hope that helps. There's a message in that last class for you too. So I'm going to make sure you get that. I'll send it again. And then you come back and let us know. Okay. All right. But I like that. I like that a lot. All right. Now let me see who's next here. Where's Charlene? Let's go back. It's amazing when we can still ourselves what can come. I have bumblebees in the window, which I love watching. And I think the timing is very right. But I would say they're for you, Charlene, because they just showed up. All right, now let's take a look. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, you're in a really restful place and you're actually following the divine star. I love when I get the star card and the Hierophant. I think these are all extremely powerful, and also the writing energy is very strong for you. Your tone is extremely good spiritually. I feel like you're really leaning into that part of your life, at least for the week. You know, you're definitely leaning into that, and I love that as well. I think it brings a huge amount of nurturing. And actually a really good outcome. I also believe that you know how we say you're going to manifest a lot of abundance. I see that. I also think that you're going to detox. I know this is crazy, but anyway, it's what they show. I think what they're showing is I don't know if you do inflammation diet or anything like this, like a detox of inflammation. I feel like you're going to be getting a lot healthier right now. And I do believe that. I don't know why they're saying, I don't know if you're doing it already, but something about this, it also helps manifest more. Now, and I'm not saying anything's wrong. Of course, I'm not a doctor, but I definitely believe that you may be working on this. And you're going to find some channeling pathways through your writing and become more creative as a result. And I see you attracting more abundance as well. So I hope that helps, okay? I love what you're doing. I also feel and I know it's Taurus time, so this word comes up a lot more than usual. The word luxury. And I feel you're going to surround yourself with more of it. And I like that too. And you come back and let me know, okay? I think for all of you, when you're manifesting, you're like, well, I don't even know what I'm manifesting. That's okay. Kind of keep the balls in the air. That's like all that Pisces energy out there. I feel like it's good to keep a little bit of openness about it. You have many pathways to a goal, and I do love that as well, okay? So you come back and share and let us know what you're manifesting over there. I love that. All right, and I hope that helps. All right, Lynn says she's also on the Akashic Record journey as well as astrology, and we love that for you too. It's very fascinating, and I think it takes a specific type of person who has a lot of patience for understanding the layers of it, and I love that for you as well. So Lynn, let me just go ahead and I want to say this to you too, Lynn. You have a lot of Emperor energy right now. There is somebody, either a protector or a guide, as well as a mentor in human form, which is excellent for you. So you may have a past family member who's protecting you and has masculine energy like the father, obviously the Emperor. But there's a mentor coming into your life that's really going to make a tremendous difference if he hasn't shown already. And you're definitely getting more clear, and you've had to exercise a lot of patience, and I think in your life around the masculine energy as well. And I think you're getting more solid, and there's another path that's going to open from this path that you can't see yet, but you will. It's like the great reveal is coming, I think, this year. That's also going to come. Like right now, it's astrology and the Akashic Records. And then something else is going to manifest from this that's going to be really great for you too. And I see, I love the foundation energy. Like, we're in the month of April. Oh my gosh, I had to check that to make sure it was true. I think being in the fourth month, right? We just got out of the sun in Aries. The Emperor is very that. It's very leadership quality energy. It's also protection. There is a bit of a powwow about it from above. And I really think that's taking charge too. So you're doing great. I think you're on the right road. Something's going to be revealed you're not expecting. That's going to be a pleasant surprise. I truly, truly love that for you. Okay. And I love this mentor that I'm seeing that's so strong in your space. So whoever you're working with is very good for you. Now, as far as your physicality, your body, you know, sometimes when I pull this Emperor, believe it or not, I always like look in the, like your teeth, like maybe even a silly cleaning or something like this. I always say, you know, we look at this and I hope this helps you. I think it's like maintenance they're showing me, but it's okay. There's nothing, I don't have anything heavy about it. So don't get worried. I say the dentist, people start to like, wait, what? It's nothing like that. It's just like, you know, keeping things clean and clear and, you know, maintained like this. Okay. All right. Now let's take a look. Maureen, I'm going to try to find you. My Venus, I don't think many of you know this, but, and it's really not really important in the scheme of things, but my Venus is in Taurus. So I definitely connect to the energy, but I also ironically, I always think about Gerald, of course, during this time. And so she was, I think, the closest Taurus to me ever. Well, I know many of you remember her. And for those of you who don't, he was just a dear friend who worked here at Once You Listen. And her birthday's coming. So I definitely think about her a lot this time of year. All right, now let's take a look. But I love that. I love that energy. I think it definitely highlights more friendship. A lot of us, I think, for myself and what I've learned over the years and how, you know, studying with you guys and everything, the Venus energy is definitely friendlier than it is for some reason. It's, to me, it's more friendship than ever romantic, you know? So I actually have seen over time less, more friendship and less romantic like tendency around Venus than I do Mars and Moon or Sun even, but it is interesting to go into that. All right, now, Maureen, I'm looking for you. Lois, good morning. I'm seeing you. I love that. Maureen has something to say. Okay, I'm having a major family powwow. Oh, powwow, there you go. I think the powwow word is a big term right now for some reason. It's kind of up in the air, you know. Any insight on where it's had? Ryan is 817 and never listens and has done so much damage. You know, sometimes I think that generation in one ear, out the other. I feel like he can't slow down long enough to listen. For some reason, he's escaping something. Obviously. And I just think he's racing. His mind is racing. He's moving too fast. He can't really slow down to be present with you. I see that also. So Well, let me take a look and see how you're doing there. You know, I feel like saying less is more this time. I do feel this relationship is going to heal. I think in the big picture, there will be blessings that come out of the disconnect and reconnect. I actually feel like it's going to go better than you expect ahead. He needs patience. He moves way too fast in his space where he's... It's almost like I'm racing to the next thing without finishing this thing. And then I race through whatever. Obviously has some negative energy around him that he has to kind of heal from. But part of this is not really feeling good enough, looking for validation. I know that Leo, you know, I want to say Leo's on the rise. It's a high degree. I just feel very strongly that he kind of needs some, I'll say therapy for a lack of better words, counseling, whatever this may be. Some, believe it or not, I don't feel like he wants negativity, but he doesn't know how to slow down long enough to listen, to find a pathway ahead that could bring him on a better path with you guys. So I think that's part of it. For yourself, I would say, I know it's frustrating. I really do. But I also believe that less is more. And I think I know we need an incredible amount of patience for these kids. You could definitely tell a generational change has occurred because I'm feeling like this too now. I'm like, wait a minute, what planet did you come from? You know, it's like, can't even... There's so many things that become not relatable anymore because... We just can't relate to what they, I don't. And Maureen, I think some of this is we've tried to overcompensate to make up for what we didn't have. And now the overcompensation kind of kicks us in the butt a little bit. So in the meantime, if you hear him out, I know it's going to be okay. I know this is going to come to pass. It's not going to be an overnight change. I do believe we're going to need some time on this thing. It may even take another whole year to really sort things through and to see changes in him for the better. But I am definitely seeing changes in him in the next 12 to 14 months. That's how long I think it's going to take, seeing him elevate in some way, to slow down, to listen, to hear everything going on. He doesn't realize it even. He's kind of blind. And I don't say that in a... I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm trying to be honest. Like, the bottom line is he's definitely not. He just needs to take it easy before he can really interpret the truth of what's happening. And he escapes instead, as you know. So I think that's part of it. But this mission is going to be good for you. It's going to take time. I don't think you have to over-engage. I do understand the powwow. I don't think you could tell him what to do. I think he needs to be understood. I think that's a very strong time in the calendar year, birth-wise, that needs to feel understood. And his mind's going a mile a minute, so he can't slow down to hear anything. So that's another problem. Just say, Ryan, you know, slow it down. I think... patience is a virtue. It'll happen. And you come back and let us know. So it's a process, Maureen. I know it's hard, but I don't see any more blow-ups or anything like that. I think it's going to calm down now. I think less is more. It'll settle in. It'll take a while. No sense screaming and yelling and, you know, kicking and screaming. You know, you can't drag them by the hair there, even though we'd like to sometimes. I think it'll be okay.
Hello, Miss Rebecca. It's nice to see you this morning.
Maya, let's take a look. Maya has had had to let you know, thank you for that validation. The job I'm interviewing is between me and one other candidate. Okay, let's take a look. And I want to say this in my right ear. I feel so strong about the month of June for you, and I don't know what that means yet, but that's a very good, good thing. June is going to be very interesting and positive for you, okay? Now, it doesn't mean before then. That could be the start of your new journey here. Let's take a look at the position, okay? I'm laughing. You could tell I'm afraid. Here, this is so comforting. I'm teasing you though completely. I'm like, I'm nervous to look, but I feel like I'm absorbing your nerves. So let me just take a look, okay? I'm scared to look. No, I'm teasing. Totally teasing. Well, look. Sometimes I feel like I try to pay attention to what I'm not supposed to look at certain moments, for whatever reason. I don't like to move it when it's right. I don't like to move it when I feel good about it. I like to keep it there and wait. We're just going to take a little peek. You are definitely protected from going in any wrong direction, that I could tell you. Dun, 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 dun. Now, I have a victorious conclusion, but they are showing me 6 weeks, so what does that mean? I pulled the Six of Wands at the outcome, which I love, and I think I pulled it last time, too. I don't know, how do you feel? I feel pretty good about it. I really do. Patience is a virtue, I'm sure. Right now, they're saying to do a lot of self-nurturing because you're actually doing everything you can. Do you know who they're... it's you and... Is it a male candidate by any chance? I actually feel like you have an edge, but I really do. And I have the magician energy, so let's manifest it, join together. I sense your nerves, of course. I want you to trust with all your might that everything is happening for your highest good and will, and it's true, okay? I feel very, very good about it. I hope you're listening. At the same time, because I'm getting that Six of Wands energy, I want you to know that there are many pathways to the goal. So yes, within 6 weeks, which would be June, which is good, that's your outcome, or perhaps when you're rolling along, but the bottom line is I'm not getting any no whatsoever. I'm getting just be patient. It's coming. It's positive. Love the magician energy. I know you're giving it your all. How bad do you want it is my question. I also do see protective walls around, meaning, look at Maya, if this isn't perfect for you, because the outcome is perfection, believe it or not, in your career and on your new journey. I see a new journey no matter what. How bad do you want it is what it's saying. I know this is excellent. Your outcome is amazing. I could promise you that in every way. And I hope that helps. Okay. one of my favorite outcomes ever for someone. So just know that. And the cards look great. Let just know that. I feel so good about it. All right, Lara, let me take a peek at you here. And let's see what's happening. Maya, you come back and share when you're... There's a lot of Empress energy around you and a lot of nurturing support. Now, Lara had a question. I'm trying to find it. I can't find you. Okay, just got off the phone. I feel like that's getting behind you now. I want to say there may be one more last minute thing you have to do on that to put it in the past, okay? No doubt. I think that's going to clear very well. I feel good about that. Let me just take a quick peek. But I do feel good about it. And it's going to feel like such a relief. I do feel it's another month, maybe. A month, like where maybe you get a finale, like a final letter or something like this. You're not struggling for a month, that's for sure. Maybe one more thing you have to do. I want to stick with that, okay? All right, let me see one more thing, guys. I know you're being patient. I feel good about it too. I feel like you're favored. But they're also saying to take care of yourself in the process. You know, like that Empress, you're coming through as, you know, I love when the Empress energy shows up. You're coming through as the queen, you know, you're radiant. You're coming across loving and kind. I love that. And yet strong enough to hold your seat, you know. All right, hold on now. One more thing here. It's almost time to go, guys. I can't believe it. You know, this week also, I did pull a little bit of writing energy, but I also pulled a little bit of comfort, nostalgia, some playtime. Beautiful Six of Cups energy, which is so, so good to take a peek back and reflect. Really start to pat yourselves on the back for your healing of your past and no longer really looking backwards and really starting to take a look forward to see what you can achieve and accomplish in these times, because really you've done such a tremendous job of healing in these last months, each and every one of you. It's like time to get on with it now, you know? So take that final reflection, remember what you no longer want or need in your life, and just go forward one day at a time, all right? Serena, thank you for being my producer always and for being your wonderful self and that mommy energy you bring to everyone. I love being here with all of you. I'm so, so grateful every week here on 12radio.com. I can't wait to see you guys soon. The amazing Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next here on 12radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye-bye now.